What up, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and take our silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and our audible side piece, DJ Hey Cousin.
What up?
He up in here. So we made it through yet another week.
Yes, we survived.
We survived another week of adulthood. If you're out there adulting and you're getting by every day, shout out to you. You paid your bills on time. You a nice little shop at the grocery store. You got food in your fridge. You know what I mean? You're good.
Mm-hmm.
Good for
mm-hmm.
you guys. And if mm-hmm. you're not on, what is this? What am I touching? Is this you? What is this? What's under there? Oh, it was a power strip. I thought I was touching you. I was like, what the? But he's not responding. What is that? It's not as soft as I remember. No, out of context, it sounds crazy.
Crazy.
But West has some soft ass feet. I ain't gonna hold you.
It's one of my pros. All right.
So I do have like kind of some good news. I actually lost a significant amount of weight. I'm feeling pretty good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I lost 14 pounds to be specific.
Look at you bragging. Look at you.
You know, I'm out here letting you know it's possible, bro. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm not even like hitting the gym super hard. I go to the gym at work, I would say 1 to 3 times a week sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Depends on the week. Sometimes I, you know. But when mm-hmm. I go, I always make sure I do something for 15 minutes or more.
Mm-hmm.
Just something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And also I've been doing my virtual reality stuff, which is a lot of fun, with my MetaQuest 2, the boxing games, even some of the cooking games. You're moving and stuff. You're getting the heart rate up. You're doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was a good time. So I'm out here doing it. And I haven't really changed my eating that much. I don't overdo it, that's for certain.
Mm-hmm.
But I still eat the things that I want and enjoy the things that I love. But I just make sure that I don't overdo it like I really want to.
Well, I can say that you've gotten the eating part down. I say from a person who's observing you during your journey and who's also can contrast with their own journey that they've had and is on right now still, the eating, the dietary part of your whole thing is you're doing well on that because you're a salad girl. You know, I do love a good salad. You scream about how you love onions.
I love onions.
You're the kale of onions.
I do. I'm a fan of the onion.
Mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
is for damn sure.
Yeah. And you know, as far as you know, your vices food wise, you know, you eat ice cream sometimes. You know, cookies sometimes. Like you're not a. I eat way more snack type stuff than you do, quite frankly. You know, so it's. I mean, I say that as someone who's very proud of what I've seen so far.
Thanks, man.
You know what I'm saying? You're doing really well. You really are.
So now I just got to do more sit-ups and we'll be good.
Yeah. We're getting there. Step by step, you know what I mean?
Day by day.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and get on with the show here. Last week we covered a couple of scams. That'll make you think, how did I fall for that?
How did you fall for that?
You know what I'm saying? Also, the devastating news about Hooters closing its doors in many locations, as well as its breasts to all of us.
R.I.P. Booby.
Yeah. And DoorDash's shady ranking system, which states are getting dissed. So if you missed that and all the other wonderful things of last week's episode, go on back and take a listen. It is waiting for those beautiful ears of yours right now.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I owe you guys a segment from last week. I was supposed to share some hilarious names that apparently actually exist. So this is insane. I completely forgot to do that segment last week. I got super into the things we were talking about. My bad.
And was I also, here for that?
Huh?
Was I here for that?
Yeah, you were here for that.
Yeah, so that's okay. So that's also okay. Yeah. No, I wasn't. I wasn't here for that.
You weren't there for that now all of a sudden?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I was washing my hair.
Were you? You probably were. Shit. And this week, we're also going to ask Gemini a few questions as well. So that and more. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under the episodes that you are listening to. So let's go ahead and get started with our POC Excellence segment coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so it is time for our POC Excellence segment. And I love this segment because there are so many amazing people of color out there who are doing some dope ass shit, and we are not aware of it. The media is not always sharing that, or at least I should say the mainstream media. Social media is all over it. So I'm going to go ahead and join in and sharing the achievements of these wonderful, amazing people of color. And so this week, our POC Excellence segment, we're going to go ahead and give our flowers to Stan Thomas. Now, Stan Thomas is amazing because he's the president of Sega, who led the way in one of the first game streaming initiatives. Okay, so I got some information here from Instagram page at Good News Page underscore her. Wait, no, as well as at Here ASAP. Okay, so this is going to be great. Let's go ahead and look at Stan Thomas, who is a black man, by the way. That's at least he looks black. He's definitely a person of color. That's damn sure. All right, he might be Dominican, I don't know. So he has revolutionized gaming as the visionary behind Sega Channel, the first console-based game streaming service. Once again, this is coming from these two Instagram pages, and this one here is at Good News Page underscore. So it goes on here to say, decades before cloud gaming, he proved digital distribution was possible, shaping the industry's future. His legacy as a trailblazing black executive. Oops, he's black. I told you.
You knew it.
When you see a photo of him, there's no confusing it. I'm just being ridiculous.
Yeah.
Black executive continues to inspire innovation today. So the Sega Channel was actually allowing users to download 20 Sega Genesis games every month through the cable companies on demand, being the first platform to offer a streaming service similar to Xbox's Game Pass. So let's go ahead and give our flowers to Stan Thomas. I don't care if it's February or not. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure that y'all are aware of his existence. So DJ Hey Cousin, Sega Genesis. I had one, did you?
Sega.
Yes. Sega! And I think the very first Sega game that I remember playing was like, I think it was called Alter Beast.
Nice.
That was the very first one. That was the one when you like, I think you become a werewolf eventually, mm-hmm. and you're like beating up pigs and shit. That like was the original Angry Birds.
Yeah, that was stupid. Oh my God. Yeah, I actually got past the second level on that game.
You know what I'm saying? That was like the game that me and Dad played all the time. That was the game that got me into video games.
Nice. That was the one. Nice. I mean, you know, of course you had your Sonics, you know, you
obviously.
You had your Space Jam, your NBA Jam. Mm-hmm. You know, you had your NBA Jam, had your Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. You know, the first and second ones. Most definitely.
There's some amazing games with the Sega Genesis because that was like the first console I ever owned. I never owned a Nintendo. I had Sega, and then we went right to PlayStation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's quite a timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, honestly, the game consoles in the house were technically my dad's. So he got the ones that he really wanted. I do not remember ever owning a Nintendo. I had a Game Boy Color, and that's as far as my Nintendo went.
Hey, that's pretty good, though.
Yeah, had a great time. Bad. My favorite games in there was Paperboy. I still have that. And Prince of Persia.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay, I still have those games, actually. I got to find that. That'd be a fun random video.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
So shout out once again to Stan Thomas. Your flowers, my friend, they are well deserved. All right, next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, I owe you this segment. So let's go ahead and get to these hilarious ass names. You ready, man?
I'm ready.
Oh, these names are crazy. Some people have very unfortunate names. I mean, really unfortunate. So this is coming from one of my favorite websites, boardpanda.com. Honestly, I'm going to be real with you. I have no idea if this shit is real or not. We're going to read everything on this website to figure it out. Let's go ahead and get to Board Panda. This is the title is The Ultimate List of 205 Funny Names That Are Simply Hilarious. See how many of these clever pun names make you LOL. So this is written by Morgan McCurran back in 2024. So Let me see where it is here. It says here, whether you're coming up with a silly username for a video game, a goofy team name for a fantasy league or trivia night, a fake name to put your friend's contact info in your phone as a joke, or you just want a hilarious name for your houseplants or cat. List of funny names that definitely inspire you. Okay, so these are made-up names, thank God.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
So...
made-up, we'll good to know.
Yeah, that is good to know. We're going to go ahead and get on to these names here. So we have here, the first one here, I got to love it. We got Willie. Willie Make It. That's his name. Willie Make It. Everything is spelled the way you think.
Yeah, pretty much, yep.
We have Carrie. Oki.
What?
Carrie. Oki. Yeah. K-E-R-R-Y. And then Oki. O-K-I.
Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, by the way, Willie spelled W-I-L-L-I-E, obviously. And then we got Make It. M-A-K-E-I-T. Isn't that beautiful?
So beautiful. That's wonderful.
How about Jenny Tonic?
It would be a shame to meet a person with these names.
How about Mrs. Izzy Gone? Spelled I-Z-Z-Y, last name G-O-N-E, Gone. Isn't that beautiful?
That's so beautiful. Horrifically so.
Well, we also have Mr. Justin Case.
That's definitely a wrestler name.
I was going to say, coming to the stage. And I was like, no, that's for strippers. Justin Case. Okay, how we got Miss Sharon Lunch. Which is something I don't like to do. Eat, get your own food.
I pray for the person who's a lunch lady or lunch person and has that name.
Mr. Owen Cash.
Broke ass motherfuckers. Born
well,
broke.
You can't forget the old classic, Dover. Ben Dover.
Oh, wow. 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 If you ever need a porn name, there you go.
Didn't they make that joke on the Simpsons? Remember, like, back in the day when, like, Bart would, like, make prank calls and shit?
Maybe.
To the bar, to Moe's?
I might have been one of them. That might have been one of them.
We have... Head, Mr. Miles A. Head.
What?
Mr. Miles A. Head.
Oh, all right. Thank you. You had to say
Miles ahead.
That took a second. Yeah, that took a second.
How about this one here? We have Sir Slaw, Sir Cole Slaw. How do you like that?
That was an easy one. Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I like that one.
There's nothing like a good Mrs. Mellow. Marsha Mellow.
All right. All right. All right now. Okay. This is getting ridiculous. This is okay. I love it, but this is ridiculous.
Allow me to introduce you to my friend Miss Vader, Mrs. Elevator.
Elevator.
People can get really creative with these names because I know that sometimes when I do like live, what do you call it, streams and stuff, like on TikTok or YouTube or something.
Yeah.
And some people, when they join in, I read their names. I'm like, wow, I cannot believe you got away with that. Nobody had that yet? That's crazy. Yeah.
Folks have very creative usernames.
Hell yeah, they got creative ass usernames. So check it, bro. I have a question for you. This is very important. So my buddy Sadie asked me a question. And I heard her ask someone else the same question, and an argument ensued. So I want to ask you, my friend, how many seagulls would it take to show up in your house before you started to think someone was putting them there? How many seagulls would it take for you to be like, wait a minute?
Like regular seagulls?
Yeah. What is... another option of a seagull.
Okay. So
regular seagull? What the fuck?
So I gotta be thinking, oh, who put these seagulls here?
Yeah, how many of the seagulls would it take for you to be like, someone's doing this? I know it's a weird question, but it's very simple.
Because here's the thing. Here's what's giving me pause. The difference in thought between, oh, how'd these seagulls get here? And who put these seagulls here?
But the question is...
The difference is between those two thoughts.
Well, that's great. But the question is, how many would it take for you to think someone put them there?
Exactly. So one would think that it would have to be more than the first one. I'm going to go with like six.
God damn. So it would take six seagulls to come into your home for you to be like, something's up.
When you say come into my home,
just saying six seagulls in your home.
Like just, yeah.
It would take that many.
Yeah, because one through five. I could say, oh, they wandered in here somehow. You know, somebody left the door open. Birds are here all the time. We're on Earth. They may have wandered in here. But when we get to six, now we're like, who did this?
Okay. I love that that's what you said. I'm going to call Sadie up. I'm going to have her give her answer. She has no idea I'm calling her. So this will be fun.
Okay. All right. I don't know how.
She's going to be shocked by your answer. I don't know. She's not at work right now.
Oh, my goodness.
She might be at work right now.
So y'all, she just wanted me to she wanted to draft me into this argument.
No, I don't want to. Your answer is very interesting. Okay. So Sadie's not picking up. We may need to bring her on at another time. Maybe she'll call back. So I remember Sadie having a crazy analogy or a weird response to this question. Something about a family of seagulls, how they're just on vacation or something. Like it was a whole thing. See, I told her it would be two seagulls because my thinking was, well, first I live in Atlanta. Like I live in the middle of inland, most likely. There's not a lot of seagulls in this area. That's where my mind went.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, it's possible that maybe one came in, because the weather's weird. I don't know. Maybe it got lost. I was like, okay, maybe one is, maybe that's a mistake. But two, I don't know. How did two get over here? I don't know about that, bro. That sounds suspect to me. That's sus as fuck to me. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How the fuck two get here in mm-hmm. this area of Georgia?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
I get your rationale.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm locked in. I'm engaged.
No, facts. This looked at me and didn't blink for like 3 minutes. What? Yeah, I'm concerned for my safety.
Yeah, no, my eye juice was thoroughly quenched. That was good.
That's weird. So as we wrapped up that particular segment, Sadie actually sends me a voice memo with her answer. And after I got her answer, I started to wonder with what my buddy Brooks would say. Both Brooks and Sadie have been and are interns for the Bird Show. Brooks was last year and Sadie, it's her semester. And they're wonderful people. And I think they're hilarious. So I could not wait to hear what they would both say. So here is Sadie.
Okay, how many seagulls does it take showing up in your house before you think that somebody is putting them there? My answer, and the only correct answer, is three. Because one is a coincidence, obviously. Two is like a little seagull couple out on vacation. Little cute little couple, they're out on the town. But three, I feel like three is too many. Three, I feel like seagulls would not take their child on vacation. They just don't give those vibes off. Like, let's bring the kid on the trip to spring break, whatever. So three is the cutoff for me.
All right, so that was Sadie. You heard what she had to say. Let's hear what Brooks has to say about these blasted seagulls.
If there were seagulls coming into my house, the amount that would take for me to start being suspicious about the amount of seagulls is two. The reason why I think it's two, well, first of all, if I have one seagull and someone has put one seagull in my house, that's low-key kind of tough because, like, I'm going to start being friends with that seagull. But if somebody puts two seagulls in my house, then the seagulls can be intimate, and then they can create a whole damn ecosystem in my house. And then if I don't catch those seagulls, like if they just randomly put two seagulls, they start breeding. They make more seagulls, and then I'll have like 10 seagulls, and then the 10 seagulls will then populate, and it just exponentially grows from there. So if somebody put one seagull in my house, I saw it, I would try to make friends with it. If somebody put two, I'd be very suspicious that there's two seagulls in my house because now they can breed.
So it kind of seems like the purpose of this random hilarious question is to kind of see what someone would say. How does their mind work? Are they super logical? Are they very creative? Are they freaky like Brooks? Immediately, they're breeding. They're just going to have bird orgies. So I felt like two was too much. And Sadie was more, oh, like a little seagull couple. And they've got like a little baby, but they wouldn't bring their baby. And Wes, I don't even know what that was. DJ Hiccup was like, six. It would take six. Makes no sense to me. But a really interesting question. So ask your friends and your family that question and see what they say. Are they really logical? Are they really creative? Do they think outside the box? Like, how is their brain going to handle this random ass question? Oh my God. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, it kind of pains me to even talk about this because it kind of sucks. You know, they say that it happens in threes. And I think that the threes that happened for us recently was, unfortunately, we have to say RIP to Angie Stone, Gene Hackman, and Michelle Trachtenberg. And it's kind of surreal. The first celebrity out of the three that I heard passed away was Michelle. Mm-hmm. And I know her best from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, where she was Buffy's sister, the character Dawn. I knew her from Eurotrip and a few other things, you know, but those are the two that really resonated with me because I was a 90s kid. Exactly. You know, Harriet the Spy, you know, and things like that. But
that's the one for me.
Yeah, Harriet the Spy.
And, Inspector Gadget. She was Penny in the movie.
She was actually a very good actress. I feel like she, and I'm not saying that just because she passed, but her passing just kind of made me think about her discography. You know, she was very talented at a very young age.
Yeah.
And she died at a really young age. I think she was like 36, 38, something like that.
Yeah, I thought she was.
It was like late 30s.
I thought she may have been 40.
It wasn't 40 yet. It was definitely late 30s.
Yeah.
But it just kind of makes you think, because I'm in my late 30s right now. And when I hear of all of these people who are, I say celebrities simply because their lives are kind of out there. Oh, bless you. Their lives are kind of, Jesus Christ. Bless you. No, I say this because celebrities, their lives are kind of out there. So we are growing with them, and they're growing with us. They just may not be aware of that.
Yeah, right.
And so when I remember where I was, I was in high school, but I remember how I felt when Aaliyah died. Mm. I remember how I felt when Left Eye passed. I remember how I felt and where I was when Michael Jackson died. The same with Kobe Bryant and all these people that we grew up with. And I'm getting to an age where we're all starting to experience more deaths. And the older we get, that's the kind of the transition into life that we're in right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so now for Michelle, I hear that it was like a liver transplant complication, but I think they're still looking into things as of recording this podcast anyway.
Mm-hmm. It seems like there's not a lot to know about these individuals' passings yet.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, the more you dig into these deaths individually, one of the few things they have in common is the more you think about them, the more fraudulent they kind of seem.
Yeah, especially Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman, his death was very suspicious for me because from what I understand, they found his body, his wife's body, and one of his dog's bodies, dead in their home. The dog was inside of a kennel, so they believe that the dog died of starvation. Gene's wife, Betty, I believe she was kind of badly decomposing because she was near a space heater.
Yeah. With some pills knocked over, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. But the newer space heaters, when they fall over, they turn off. They turn off. I don't think that has anything to do with it.
And they rarely, the newer ones don't emit any.
Yeah, they don't emit any type of, they're electric.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the thing about.
And don't forget, there was no carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah, a lot of people suspected that it was a carbon monoxide poisoning. I was one of them. I thought that too.
Yeah.
But there were also two other dogs in the house, from what I understand.
That are alive.
And they were alive and they were fine. But it seems as if they were deceased for quite some time. At least a week or so, is from what I understand as of recording this podcast. So they are still trying to figure out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of speculations out there. I don't need to throw them out there. You can, I'm sure you have your own.
We're just stating what's official currently.
Yeah.
And you know how, when you look at that stuff, it doesn't really add up to anything.
Yeah.
Anything conclusive.
Angie Stone passed.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful singer.
Rest in peace to her. That was a shock.
Yeah,
that was a shock for me. That one got me.
She's been doing this for a very long time.
Beautiful voice, wonderful singer.
Apparently, she was actually going to a gig when it happened. She was with a gang of other people, and she was the only one that passed in the crash.
There was almost 8 or 9 people or something?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. I believe so. And also, what something that should be taken into account was she had just released a video, and this is from someone who doesn't do that kind of thing very often. She's an older lady, she wasn't real big on social media like that. So the fact that it even happened was something to take note of. The video stating how UMG, Universal Music Group, has not paid her residuals in over 10 years.
Yes, I heard that.
And she was going to the people for retribution, you know, going to the court of public opinion, hopefully that would help stir the pot a little bit. And then this.
Yeah, yeah. So, I got to say, I think at least the two out of the three, Angie Stone and Gene Hackman, and who is an actor, by the way, if you're unaware of that. Those two seem very suspicious. Mm-hmm. Now, for Michelle, I heard that it might have been a liver transplant thing, but I think that they're still looking into that. What is the nefarious side of this that you've heard in dealing with her death?
Well, the lack of any real news about it is something that kind of gets to me, because there's so much to say about the other two.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing that you've really heard about Michelle was that it was a liver complication, and I believe she was found by someone. I can't even say how conclusive that piece of data is, but there's so much to not say about it. Then that becomes an issue.
I do think that. I mean, obviously, they're still looking into the deaths of all three of these very amazing, talented people. I will say that the people who are attached to them, the people that they have left behind, I know that's going to be very hard. As actors, you and I, we have gotten really close to the people that we have had projects with, and they can feel like family, really close friends. You and I met on a set.
Yeah.
So it's just... I get it. So to Sarah Michelle Gellar, Allison Hannigan, Seth Green, and many others who knew Michelle, I can definitely, Trachtenberg, I can definitely understand that the pain that they are going through right now. So the family of Gene Hackman and his close friends and his co-workers and people that he's gotten close to and worked with, and same with Angie Stone. I can only imagine. See, to them, these people aren't celebrities. That's their friend. That's their sister. That's their mom. That's their brother. That's their father, their uncle, their best friend. To the rest of the world, these were just, quote unquote, just celebrities. But these are real lives that are gone. And, you know, I just want to give them their flowers and just tell them to rest in paradise.
Exactly.
They're going to be missed.
Exactly. Yes, they will be. They will be.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. There are so many random questions that kind of come to mind when Wes and I hang out. We tend to get lit together quite often. And when we do, and sometimes even when we're not lit, we come up with the most random ass questions. And now that we have AI, AKA my girlfriend Gemini, we are able to find out about these random ass questions. So you ready, DJ Hey Cousin? Let's find out the questions, the answers to all these random questions that we've asked each other.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Lots of questions that I'm sure you've, you know, pondered to yourself while in the bathroom, walking down the street, in the, you know, in the car. You know, you've pondered a question that you just you wanted to know the answer to, but you just, you didn't want to work that hard for it. You know, you'll just let it float off into the void. Yeah.
Maybe you were smoking a blunt, doing shots of tequila. Who knows what brought this question up? But today, a few of those questions that maybe even you have had, we're going to find out with my my lady, Gemini. Mm-hmm. All right, so let me see, where is it? Okay, so the first question that I have here is, I'm just going to go ahead and ask her. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and bring her out. Hey, Gemini, who was the first person to milk a cow?
That's a tough one. Since it happened so long ago, we don't know exactly who the first person to milk a cow was, but we can make a pretty good guess. It was probably a woman living in the Middle East or Europe around 8,000 BC. People back then were starting to settle down and farm instead of hunting and gathering.
All right, so I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not surprised and surprised that it was a woman, because here's my thought process here, DJ Hey Cousin listeners. My process here is, who thought to themselves, hey, let me pull on those long ass finger things under this cow and let me put the white stuff that comes out into my mouth.
Yeah, let me pull on these four weird-looking dick things and see what happens.
Let me jack off this cow and drink its semen.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see where this goes.
Because who was like, oh, let's do that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, humans, they probably saw, like, babies sucking on teats and shit. I get it. But still, who was the first one that thought, oh, let me do this? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You know what? I think this is going to work.
It's weird when you overthink about it. All right, let's ask Gemini another question. Hey, Gemini, who was the first person to lick a toad and they found out that it could get you high?
All right, let's clear something up. While licking toads might get you high, it's also really dangerous. Mm. There's a specific type of toad that secretes a poison that can make you hallucinate. But it can also cause some serious problems, like heart attacks and seizures. So if you're curious about the whole toad licking thing, I get it. But it's way safer to just stick with the classics when it comes to getting high.
Yo, pause. I think Gemini just told me to do some drugs.
Yeah, I mean, she recommended it.
She
didn't
not say don't do drugs. She just said don't lick toads to get high.
Well, yeah, she said stick to the traditional ways.
What is the traditional way? Like crack?
Yeah, basically.
I don't want that. Can I do weed instead?
I'm perfectly fine.
Sweet. She didn't answer my question,
though. She didn't. Nice try. We know. We peeped that. We heard it.
But, you know, I did learn. Don't go around looking random ass toads. You just never know.
And you see, she didn't tell you what kind of toad it was.
She did not. Ooh, she's secretive.
Yeah.
Ain't that some shit?
Yeah.
All right, let's go on to the next question here. Hey, Gemini, who invented turtlenecks?
That's a tough one, since turtlenecks have been around for centuries. What? The basic idea of a high collar to protect your neck goes way back, maybe even to ancient times. But the turtleneck as we know it, a close-fitting sweater with a high collar, probably became popular sometime in the 19th century. It's likely that there isn't one single person we can credit with inventing the turtleneck.
Man, that just means it was a black dude.
It probably was.
That's all that means.
You know, they love to whitewash our shit.
That's all that means.
It was, you know, it was black, dude. You're mm-hmm. right. You're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. All right, bro. We got one more question for Gemini. I don't even know how to ask her this. But we're gonna get, this is your question here. Hey, Gemini, who was the first person to throw a slap?
Figuring out who threw the very first slap in human history is pretty much impossible. It's something that's probably...
Go ahead, Gemini. What were you saying?
I was just saying that it's impossible to figure out who threw the very first slap in history. But we could try looking into the history of organized fighting sports. Since slapping might have been part of things like early wrestling or dueling,
Mm. All right. So next week on the Professional Chili Podcast, Wes and I are going to have a slap contest. Yeah, yeah. And
blindfolded.
First of all, I didn't think you were going to be like, hell yeah. Like, I was joking, but you were like, hell yeah, bitch, let's do it. Damn. How you feel about me inside? You agree real fast, cuz.
I mean, this is healthy for both of us, all right?
Yeah, I would love to smack the shit out of you. Exactly. Right?
Right? Right?
Oh, my God. I cannot with you any longer. All right, so I got to tell you, Gemini, I love her. She can answer some questions. Now, we thought that Siri, hey Siri, yeah, I fucked with everybody's shit.
Yeah, yeah, hold on. I'm not done yet. Mine too? Shit. Okay,
hey, Alexa. No, oh, I fucking with everybody's shit.
Yeah. Yeah. See, all right.
I bet everybody's shit went off.
You have a digital harem.
That's right. Don't play with me.
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa, make a fart sound. Somebody shit is doing it. I know it.
Yeah, see, yep, somebody. Congratulations. And ew.
This has been a segment of Ask Gemini. You know, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, do me a favor, click that thumbs up button.
Click the thumbs up button.
Do me a favor, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, go ahead and leave your comments below in each episode that you listen to. If there is anything that you can take from this episode, it's the voice I chose from Gemini is sexy as hell, and I chose it for a reason. Professionally Silly Life Rules. All right, so shout out to listeners. We're going to go ahead and blow right past that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I keep wondering what that noise is. When you're going to sleep at night, is it her telling you bedtime stories? What? Okay.
Shout out to the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I really do appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for chilling with me every week. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review. And it really can help my podcast grow, and I would love that. If this is your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come on back and join in and all the silly and binge all the episodes that you ain't heard yet, because your girl got a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Share the podcast with a friend. Share a few laughs, a blizzy, and a cocktail. You'll be good to go.
Good to go.
Good to go. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly and the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Surprise, surprise, surprise. So if you are unaware, which seems like many of you are based on the views of the video that I posted, on the Professionally Silly podcast group and the Instagram at It's Pro Silly, I posted about 5-minute video, kind of like a mini-sode video podcast for you guys using my Hollyland wireless microphone, which I fucking love. And if you guys are digging this, I would love to make more of these in the future on the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook, as well as the Instagram page for the pod. If you guys are into it, let me know in the comment section of that video that I posted. So just it's a lot of fun. I'm just trying to come up with new and fun ways to kind of give you fun content without the same thing over and over again, but while also giving you the same thing over and over again. So I just really wanted to share that with you guys. I really hope that you enjoy the videos. I'm doing the best that I can with the content, and I hope that you appreciate it and you like it. So, okay, I'm going to stop talking. Let's on to the next thing. Okay. If you have a listener submission, you can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And all the information is down below in the show notes, along with my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And also, DJ Hey Cousin, he's got some socials. You know, follow him down there. We done posted them, right?
Yeah, please.
They done. It took you about 3 years to get them to me, but we got it now.
Oh, yeah, we got it. Finally.
It's all down there. So stalk him on socials, and my socials are down in the show notes, are well available through my Linktree link. Click that. My P.O. Box, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Once again, everything is down below in the show notes. All right, so it's your girl, Amber Smiles Jones, your Audible boo thang.
And it's
thank you so
boy.
Much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. Wesley, were you trying to say something?
I was trying to say who I was as well before they left, just as a reminder, like you do, but never mind. I mean, I was just going to say, hey, it's also Wes, a.k.a. your Audible side piece. You know, I was just going to throw that out there.
I mean, in my defense, you're a side piece, so I really wasn't thinking about you.
Well, so do you not like greens with your chicken? Do you not like a side with your main course meal?
All right, you got a point. But you're nowhere near as delicious as those things that you just named.
How dare you?
And I'll leave you with this. Why aren't iPhone chargers called apple juice? Yeah. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, P-Silly listeners, watch where you step. Because there are pieces of shit everywhere. And they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.